Welcome to the Daily Tour, brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. This almost daily summary of the 2007 Tour de France will be presented soon after the end of each day's racing, so that you can stay up to date on the world's most famous, and some would argue, most important annual cycling event. The Daily Tour is sponsored by Fredcast Tours. Fredcast Tours is the perfect companion to the Fredcast Cycling Podcast and this daily Tour de France summary. Fredcast Tours take cycling enthusiasts to the places they've only dreamed of riding and allows these dreams to become reality. Our first tour begins in September 2007 in the French Alps, but we have many more tours in the planning stages for 2008 and beyond. Come along with us, take in the scenery, taste the local delicacies, become steeped in the cultures, but most of all, enjoy the ride. Visit www.fredcasttours.com for more information. And now, today's daily tour brought to you by the Fredcast. Welcome to the Daily Tour podcast for July the 8th, 2007, and stage one of the 2007 Tour de France. The Daily Tour is brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. If you're not familiar with the Fredcast, check it out at www.thefredcast.com. And for those of you who are familiar with the Fredcast, you know that this is being inserted into the regular Fredcast feed for just a couple more days. So you want to head over to www.thefredcast.com so that you can subscribe to the Daily Tour feed. And that will also be available in iTunes shortly. In the meantime, let's talk a little bit about Stage 1. And going into Stage 1, where did we stand? Well, the yellow jersey was worn by Fabian Cancellara, the Swiss rider from Team CSC, who won yesterday's individual time trial prologue through the streets of London. In the green jersey, Andreas Klöden from Germany and Team Astana. And in the white jersey, Vladimir Gusev from Russia and Team Discovery. Since there were no climbs in yesterday's stage, there was nobody wearing the polka dot jersey, and it was up for grabs today, and it turned out to be critical in today's stage. Today's stage was 203 kilometers from London to Canterbury, three intermediate sprints, and three category four climbs. This is a long, flat stage that would obviously favor the sprinters, and it looked like going into the stage, the favorites were going to be the famous sprinters, and I did write these in this order this morning, so don't read anything into this, but there is a bit of foreshadowing here. It looked like the stage winners could be Robbie McEwen, Tom Bonin, Stuart O'Grady, Tor Husovt, or Mark Cavendish. The riders started across the famous Tower Bridge, which stretches over the River Thames in London, and there was an early attack by Britain's David Miller. He attacked early with a small group that included Andrei Grivko from the Ukraine and Team Milram, Freddy Bichot of France and Agri Tubel, Stéphane Auger from France and Cofidis, and Alexander Kuczynski from Belarus and Team Liquigas. Now at the first sprint, it was Miller who took first place points, Grivko in second, and Kuczynski in third. You'll remember, of course, that Miller from Great Britain, who's from the Saunier Duval team, took 13th after yesterday's prologue through the streets of London. The results of the second sprint were identical to the first, with Miller, Grivko, and Kuczynski taking first, second, and third, respectively. Now, as the riders approached the Category 4 climb at Southborough, Freddy Bichot surprised the small breakaway group with an attack and was able to hold off the rest of the bunch to win the lion's share of the King of the Mountain points. Then, on the third and final sprint of the day, it was Kuczynski who took first place points, with Bichot in second and Grivko in third. Then, with about 29 kilometers to go, Miller and Grivko, who had been dropped by the break earlier, were caught by the peloton. At this point, it seemed like the break would be caught by the peloton, thereby protecting a possible polka dot jersey for Miller at the end of the day. Saunier Duval drove the peloton to chase down the break and reel in Bichot and Kuczynski at 175 kilometers into the stage to protect David Miller's KOM lead. But one rider, Stéphane Auger, stayed away from the peloton and took the KOM points at the top of the Farthing Hill climb. Saunier Duval then had to fight to bring David Miller to the front of the peloton so that he could take second place points and wear the jersey on the podium in Canterbury. Now, from that point, the rest of the race was all about getting the sprinters into position for the finish. And today, this would happen in extremely dramatic fashion. First, one of the contenders for the win in today's stage, T-Mobile's Mark Cavendish from the Isle of Man, ran into a string of bike troubles. And that delayed and frustrated the young rider, putting him all but out of contention for the stage win. Then, with about 20 kilometers to go in the stage, Australia's Robbie McEwen went down hard in a crash and hurt his knee as well as his right wrist. And it really looked like that right wrist was hurting him quite a bit. It didn't take long for McEwen to be well off the back of the peloton, and at about 10 kilometers to go, he and his team had to fight extremely hard just to rejoin the peloton and try to fight their way back up through the pack. It seemed like an impossibility, but once again, the man who has won 11 previous stages of the Tour de France had something up his sleeve, despite that hurting wrist. Just when Robbie Hunter from Team Barlow World thought he had the stage victory in hand, McEwen literally blasted up the right side of the peloton to win the stage by well over a bike length. It was an incredible and exciting finish to a long day of racing, and if you haven't seen it, I'd encourage you to watch the highlights of today's racing. It was truly awesome. Second place went to Tor Husoft and third to Tom Bonin, and all three of those men, McEwen, Husoft and Bonin, are veterans of the Tour de France and some of the best sprinters in professional cycling today. After the race, Robbie McEwen was asked about the crash that caused the injuries and almost cost him the stage victory, and he said, quote, "Whoever was behind me wasn't paying attention and just ran straight up the back of me, tipped me over the handlebars. I did a flip and landed on my knee, but also on my hand and on my wrist. At first, I couldn't get back on my bike. It was bloody killing me. But then the guys rode like a team time trial to get me back in the bunch. They brought me back toward the front of the bunch. I just tried to concentrate and not to think about the crash and how much it hurt." He later credited being mentally strong and keeping his head together for being able to win the stage. One more note from today's stage, Eduardo Gonzalez Ramirez from Agritubel crashed at the beginning of the race and was forced to abandon. Final results in today's stage. Number one, Robbie McEwen. Number two, Tor Husoft. And number three, Tom Bonin. Coming in fourth, Sebastian Chavanel from Française du Jeu. In fifth place, Roman Feliu from Agritubel. In sixth, Robert Forster from Gerolsteiner. Seventh went to Marcus Burghardt from T-Mobile. Eighth, Oscar Freire, who had a puncture in the race and still was able to come in eighth place. And of course, he's from Team Rabobank. Ninth, Francisco Ventoso from Sonier Duval. And 10th place went to Thomas Veitkes from the Discovery Channel team. Overall standings after today's race in the yellow jersey, Fabian Cancellara. In second place, Andreas Cloden from Team Astana, just 13 seconds back. Third, Great Britain's David Miller from Sonier Duval, 21 seconds back. In fourth, the United States' George Hincapie from Team Discovery, 23 seconds back. Fifth place, Great Britain's Bradley Wiggins from Cofidis, 23 seconds back. Sixth, Vladimir Gusev from Team Discovery and Russia, 25 seconds back. And seventh, Vladimir Karpets from Russia and Team Discovery, 26 seconds back. In eighth, Tor Husoft from Norway and Credit Agricole, 29 seconds back. Ninth, Alexander Vinokourov from Kazakhstan and Team Astana, 30 seconds back. And in 10th place, Thomas Dekker from the Netherlands and Team Rabobank, 31 seconds back. A couple of other notable riders elsewhere in the peloton standings: in 28th place, Levi Leipheimer, 40 seconds back. 33rd, Alejandro Valverde, 43 seconds back. 52nd, Jens Voigt, 48 seconds back. 86th, Oscar Freire, 55 seconds back. And in 183rd place, Dave Zabriskie from Team CSC in the United States, 2 minutes and 59 seconds back. Once again, the yellow jersey wearer tomorrow will once again be Fabian Cancellara from Team CSC. The green jersey wearer, Robbie McEwen from Australia and Predictor Lotto. In the white jersey, once again, Vladimir Gusev from Russia and Team Discovery. And finally, in the polka dot jersey, David Miller from Great Britain and Sonier Duval. Tomorrow, Stage 2 will take the riders from Dunkirk in France to Ghent in Belgium, over 168 kilometers. There will be three intermediate sprints, but it is an entirely flat stage. There will be no King of the Mountain points. That means that after tomorrow, once again, David Miller will still be in the polka dot jersey as they begin Stage 3. Well, before we move on in our daily tour coverage, I thought it would be useful to just discuss briefly what the meanings are of these major jerseys that we all talk about every time we talk about the Tour de France. And let's start with probably the lesser known of all of the jerseys, and that is the white jersey. The white jersey is awarded to what's known as the best young rider in the Tour de France, and that is the best place rider who is under 25 years old as of January 1st of 2007. Then, of course, comes the green jersey. The green jersey is awarded to the rider who has the most points in the Tour de France. Points are awarded for intermediate sprints. We talked about those today. And there is also additional points for winning a stage. And that is why today's stage winner, Robbie McEwen, is the one wearing the green jersey. He has the most points for having won the sprint and the stage at the end of today's racing. Then, of course, there's the polka dot jersey. Much like the green jersey for winning points, there are also King of the Mountains points, and those points are awarded in order, first, second, third, etc., for those riders who reach the top of each climb in the stages as we go through the Tour de France. Of course, today it was David Miller who collected the most King of the Mountain points, and since there were no points awarded in yesterday's prologue, it is he who gets to wear the white jersey with the red polka dots. At the end of the race, when we get to Paris, the person who has the most King of the Mountain points will be crowned the King of the Mountains for the 2007 Tour de France. We have a long way to go and a lot of mountains between Canterbury and Paris, and there's a long way to go before we find out who this year's King of the Mountains will be. And then, of course, the most famous of all jerseys in professional cycling, the Maillot Jaune, or the yellow jersey of the Tour de France. That jersey signifies the winner of the Tour de France, or the person who got to Paris in the shortest amount of time. And of course, right now, wearing the yellow jersey is Team CSC's Fabian Cancellara. And those are the four famous jerseys of the Tour de France. And finally today, as we close out the daily tour for stage one of the 2007 Tour de France, I wanted to mention two other sites that I found that are excellent for following the entire day's racing as it happens in near real time. Now, yesterday we talked about Twitter and the number of people who are providing live updates via Twitter that you can get in your instant messaging or on your cell phone or on your computer at the office. Well, there is another way that you can get updates, and that's by following the Tour de France's official website, and that's at letour.fr, and of course there is a link in the show notes. Every time that something newsworthy occurs, they put a news flash up there, they give you the current standings in the race, they show you the time gaps between the breaks and the chase and the peloton. It's a wealth of information updated in near real time. Now, Team CSC also has a very similar tour tracker, and you might find this one more interesting than the Tour de France website, or something that you might want to put just side by side with the official tour website. And of course, I've put a link in the show notes for that. And then finally, here in the United States, we're watching the Tour de France on Versus Television. And the Versus website also has their own live tour tracker that's bringing you basically the same news flashes from the Tour de France website. So you can check all three of those out in the show notes at www.thefredcast.com. Well, that's going to do it for the Stage 1 edition of the Daily Tour Podcast, brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. If you'd like to send us an email, please do so. The email address is thefredcast@gmail.com. You can again follow our Twitter at twitter.com/Fredcast. And please check out our website at www.thefredcast.com. If you'd like to send a voicemail to us, please do so. The number is area code 206-203-FRE. FED. Once again, we will be putting this into a separate feed following about stage 3 or 4. So if you're hearing this in the regular Fredcast feed, make sure you head on over to iTunes or to our website and click on the appropriate link to subscribe to the Daily Tour feed. We will see you all again tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Tour. Thanks for listening.